Do you also recall yourself in a situation where, for example, you were studying for an upcoming exam and decided to take a 10-minute TikTok break, only to check the time and all of a sudden one whole hour has passed? Hi everyone, it's me, Sora, the voice in your head. Welcome to The Digital Trap, the podcast where we uncover the hidden forces behind our daily habits. Now, for this episode, I invited Harvard professor Marley and Oxford professor Dr. Parker, who will help us understand the algorithm better.
Hi, everyone. I'm Professor Marley. Thanks, Sora, for having us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Parker. And yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Well, then, I think we should first of all define what even is an algorithm, because me personally, I always thought algorithms are just programs that show us videos based on our interests, but it's probably way more complex than that, isn't it?
Yeah, we face algorithms in our daily life. For example, if you want to bake a cake, you have to be really detailed and follow every step. So you have to preheat the oven, gather the ingredients, measure out the ingredients, mix together the ingredients to make the batter, grease a pan, put the batter into the pan, put the pan in the oven, and then you have to set a timer, and finally you have to put out the cake. If you skip one of those instructions, the cake won't taste how you would maybe expect. So basically, an algorithm is a set of rules that tells a computer how to process data and make decisions.
But when it comes to social media, it's a bit different. It's more than just numbers. It is designed to predict what we like, and it keeps us hooked. For example, TikTok's For You page analyses every little thing, from how long you watch a video to whether you like, share, or comment. Every time you watch something, social media apps track it. They also remember what you search for and how long you look for it at certain posts. The algorithm looks at your activity and compares it to other users with similar interests. If people like you, enjoy a certain type of content, the algorithm will show you similar posts.
Wait, so did I get it right? If I watch like a lot of cat videos, then the algorithm will notice that and will keep showing me more of those cat videos?
Yeah, basically, it's kind of working like that.
Wow, that's scary. So even if I don't interact with those cat videos, just pausing for a few seconds will immediately tell the system that I want to see more of those videos?
Yeah.
Like I said in the beginning, we usually end up investing way more time into watching all of those videos than we actually intended to at the beginning. But it's probably not because we lack self-control, is it?
Well, apps use infinite scrolling, meaning there's no natural stopping point.
And don't forget the notifications. Each one of them is a small dopamine boost, which tricks your brain into wanting more.
Even autoplay on YouTube is part of this strategy. You don't even have to click. The content just keeps coming. Have you ever been on YouTube planning to watch just one video and suddenly you've seen five? That's the power of autoplay. It removes friction and makes quitting harder.
Yeah, it really is hard to quit. But doesn't too much screen time also affect our brain in a lot of negative ways?
Yeah, studies show that excessive phone use reduces attention span and increases anxiety. And don't forget the physical effects. Constant phone use can cause eye strain, sleep problems, and even poor posture. For example, a study by the American Psychological Association found that people who spend over 3 hours daily on social media are more likely to report mental health issues.
Whoa, and actually if you think about it, I mean, a lot of teenagers usually spend way more time than 3 hours on their phone, and I also recently saw a TikTok that said that if you spend 4 hours every single day of your life, then that makes up 13 years of your entire life. And I think, okay, if you compare it, if you live like for 80 years, for example, then 13 years probably isn't a lot, but just 13 years spending time on your phone is actually a really big amount. And I, yeah.
Whoa, you're actually right. And the worst part that the teenagers does it without realizing it. And most of them use their phones at night, and that the blue light from screens disrupts melatonin production, making it harder to sleep for them.
Yeah, you're actually really right. And I also think, doesn't using our phone also influence us in a lot of like daily life situations? For example, we recently had the US elections. We also recently had the elections in Germany. And me personally, I think that a lot of maybe teenagers, but also older people were influenced through social media and through that algorithm. Is that true?
Oh, you're definitely right. And I'm glad that you mentioned that point, because since the algorithm only shows things based on our interests, we might not see different opinions or new topics. And this may influence our views without we realizing it. And this creates a filter bubble where people only see content that agrees with their views. And the fact that social media has a big impact on politics in US Meta, for example, Facebook and Instagrams, users are mostly liberal. The bots on X, the alt Twitter, and Meta spreads false information, which often supports Republicans. Meta doesn't fact-check politicians and has been pressured to remove content before. And the algorithm doesn't check if posts are true. It just picks what will keep you engaged. And that's the actual reason why we can't trust social media in every way.
Yeah, it really sucks being influenced by other people on social media, especially if you're supposed to have your own opinion, especially in political fields. But I mean, after all, social media isn't always bad, right? I mean, if we wouldn't have an algorithm, then a lot of my viewers probably wouldn't have seen or found my podcast, which would lead to them not knowing as much as they do now about things that influence us in our daily lives. And I feel like algorithms help us discover new content, stay connected, and even learn new skills.
Of course, that is true. For example, educational videos, music recommendations, even finding new hobbies. Algorithms make that possible. Let's think about Duolingo. It uses algorithms to remind you to practice a language. I think that's pretty useful. Or fitness apps that track your progress and suggest workouts. Those wouldn't work without algorithms.
And I think what's also pretty intelligent about the people who are creating Duolingo is that you have like that streak and you wanna continue to have that streak, which is why I do lessons every single day. And I mean, the apps also profit from that. I mean, the longer you watch TikTok, the longer you watch YouTube, the more Duolingo lessons you do, the more money the companies make. And I think that's also a huge plus for them.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that.
So there's obviously a way to take the control back into our own hands, which could be by setting an app timer. Most phones can let you limit your screen time per app.
That's a good idea. I think we should try turning off our notifications too, because this way we decide when we check our phones and not the apps.
Or you can keep your phone away before bed. Just 1 hour of screen-free time before sleep improves sleep quality. And you can replace it with books or meditating and relaxing yourself, because you need it before sleep.
Yeah, I also agree with that. And yeah, we're already at the end. And thank you so much for answering our questions and explaining the algorithms. And that's a wrap for today's episode of The Digital Trap. Remember, algorithms are powerful, but you have the power to break the cycle. Next time you scroll, ask yourself, is this really what I want, or is it just the algorithm talking? I hope you guys are excited for next week, and stay tuned!